Yes.
Could you tell us something of the character of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Huh?
Could you speak a little bit on Gaur Lila of the character of Mahaprabhu?
No, no. It's just Gavi Naki Govinda Maharaj. Govinda Maharaj. It's just Gavi Yadu Bola.
Ah, Bahadur! Yes, sir. Get cool enough.
What did you say?
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's character. He just wants, he's requesting you to speak something about the character of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Krishna and Radharani combined, when both of them combined, is very eager to grant the ordinary public person to enter in the highest stage of realization. Well, both of them come down to the meanest circle to take them up into the highest position of realization, giving themselves, distributing themselves, they are all wealth. That is Mahaprabhu. The highest wealth he has conceived, take it, I am bestowing it to you. They come and invite all. That's Krishna. When Krishna is graciously distributing himself, he is Mahaprabhu. With Radharani, both come by. Well, this is more wonderful than dream, than imagination, than any hallucination or speculation. Still, it is real. If we can accept it as so, then we have got the highest, always the highest point, Sukriti. We can take it in that way. Khavajana vivajana prayojana vatari jibbasvami. This statement. When the Krishna has got this object of life, he has come down to give out himself to the public. Svabhajana vivajana wants to distribute amongst others. What is his own temperament, what he himself is doing. He is eager to give it to others. His own function, he is distributing to others, to the public. He has come in the form of Gauranga. Svabhajana, vibhajana, prayojana. Ta avatari means that highest conception of Godhead. He in such a pose that he wants to distribute himself wholly to the public. If you come, take possession of myself, possession of myself, whole self, come. I am the highest type of beauty and charm and sweetness and anything you may conceive as desirable. Hello.
Yes.
Nidai gold hari bol, nidai gold hari bol. Nidai gold hari bol, nidai gold hari bol. Krishna himself has become guru. He has come himself direct. To play the function of the Guru. Guru Rupa Haring Gaurang Radha Rujiru Javadang Nittang Naumi Navadhiti Namakitanam Natanayi. As an Acharya, in the garb of Acharya, Krishna has come down. I give you the clue how very shortly and very beautifully you can attain me. I have come to help you to catch me.
You fight for
me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Govind Hare. Take me, I have come. And in this way, I can be caught very easily. If you want to catch me, come this way. You thoroughly can capture me. I am giving you the clue. They keep the key of my storehouse. You can come and loot, plunder. Gold, but it is infinite. As much as you plan that, it will increase and increase. No want is possible. Jase Sindhu, Odhi Kodhi Kupare, Napai Kud. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jai Gaur Hari Bo, 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 Jai Gaur Hari Bo.
Alright, when we chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda, of course we have no doubt, but is that traced? That particular Panchatattva mantra, is that traced?
Is that?
We can trace that in the writings of Bhaktivinoda perhaps, or we don't have any doubt, but for the purpose of sometimes people may query from where have you got this mantra? Of course, as far as we are concerned, there's no
It has come from the paraphernalia, but I could not have any trace in any scripture. And at the same time, I am to tell you the two types of this Panchatattva mantra. One in the Narahari Sarkar school. Instead of Sivas Pandit, they put the name of Narahari Sarkar, Panchatattva. But the Goswamis has accepted Panchatattva as these five. In Chaitanya we find Panchatattva, including Sivas Pandit, instead of Narahari Sarkar. Nirai Gaur Hari Bo, Nirai Gaur Hari Bo. And this is generally accepted. But there is a particular school. They like to introduce Narahari Sarkar instead of Silas Pandit. Sanatana Goswami and others are different. And Sarup Damodar, the highest authority. And the Chaitanya school accepts from the Sivas. In Chaitanya, the sloka is also mentioned there. Panchatattva, Sivas Pandit. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol.
Could you tell us something about Akadasi, how that arrangement took place? Akadasi, there's a story.
Akadasi, yes. The history you may find in Hari Bhakti Vilas. But what I got, the purport from Guru Maharaj, he explained in a fundamentological way that generally in the Akadasi Tithi, the tendency of enjoyment of Krishna is increased. And so, the devotees on their part, they are exceptionally becomes more busy to supply the objects of his enjoyment, this bhoga, for his bhoga, his enjoyment. And so, they do not find much time to cook for themselves and engage themselves in their own livelihood. So, upavas means they generally stay or live very near to him to give supply what is needed for his satisfaction. Samipe Vasa, to live in the vicinity of Krishna and minimize their own necessities of life. This is one aspect. Another thing, in Parampuran we understand the sin in the day of Ekadashi generally selects their abode in some of the crops. And so they should not be used by the ordinary devotees. In general it is said, it is mentioned somewhere, jahan tahan upavas jahan naham mahavai chaitanya charitamrita. Chaitanya charitamrita is mentioned when the Bengal devotees went to have a darshan of Sri Chaitanya Dev during the Ratha Yatra. They went direct in a procession to the abode of Mahaprabhu, the residence of Mahaprabhu. Only offering their respect from Singhadhar to Jagannath Dev, not entering. And there Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu requested them to take some prasadam, for they are coming from a long distance, and the fatigue of the traveling, all the considering all these things. And they took prasadam. And then, under the guidance of Mahaprabhu, they came to have darshan of Jagannath. Then Prasadavritra Maharaj, from his roof, the roof of his house, palace, he's looking all these things and putting questions to Sarvabhauma Pandit. What is this? That generally people come to this place of pilgrimage and they make Kaurakarma and observe fasting. And then after having a darshan of Jagannatham, they take food. But why these people, without caring the darshan of Jagannath or any fasting or any other observances, they are taking food and they also being united with Mahaprabhu, without having darshan of Jagannath Dev. In that place it is mentioned, where there is Mahaprasad, no necessity, no question of any fasting, it is mentioned there. And accordingly, many persons, especially the father of Netaji Subhash, Janaki Ghosh. He was a preacher in Cuttack. Every Ekadashi day he visited Puri so that he may not have to fast, observe Ekadashi. He had to take prasadam, rice, amna prasadam. So many go there and they. But Bhakti Vinacharya and the Shuddha Bhakta, they asked us that we are in that higher type of Raghumarga, that observance may not be necessary. But we may not consider ourselves in that position, so we observe fasting as recommended in Hari Bhakti Vilas. So, Ekadashi, we should, because Krishna's enjoying spirit increases, we should diminish our necessary, ordinary necessities of life in order to make more time to help his service. That is one underlying principle. And another, we should take not anything and everything, though in small quantity, with a fasting mode, but some selected things where the sin does not enter in that particular time, in particular time of the particular moment of the day, particular part of the time. From these two things we observe. We take something, not everything, which we ordinarily take, and also we do not take much anukalpa, means half feeding, less feeding, anukalpa means. Because we should, it should rouse in our mind that this day, the necessity I have got, the special duty of supplying the services proper to my master. This day, he wants to receive more. It is his, by his will. It is his will. And I must abide by that. Ekadashi. Especially in Prapancha, we find this Jwar Bhata, this event tide. The whole nature is filled with more juice in the Ekadashi day generally. And from the physical consideration also, some say, if we observe fast before this full moon or new moon, no moon, then it is helpful for our physical health also. Because the general event tide, wherever there is water, and 85% in our body is water. So water, it would be wholesome for us also to observe some sort of fasting to keep our health regular, normal. The physical meaning also is given in this way by some scholars. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. You have to take prasadam here, no? Or to go away now? For his call of his duty.
I stay away enough, I should probably stay here for
some time.
Like to
some
take, he would like
today to you want to live?
No. I will stay.
All day.
I have some duties in the afternoon.
Duty in afternoon?
Yes.
So after taking prasadam you will start for Mayapur, is it?
Yes.
Gaul Hari.
Maharaj.
Yes.
Keith and I would like to know if we can stay here for a few weeks at your ashram.
What is it?
He's asking if he and Keith could stay a few weeks at the ashram.
What is he?
Kamalasana.
Yes. You are invited to stay here as you like.
Thank you.
Yes. It is meant to help the bona fide devotees who once spent class to know about Mahaprabhu and the Krishna and the Gurudev, it is meant for that purpose. So you are oblivious as long as you like. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Yes.
So today, today we may stop here. Already. So new Satyanarayan. Satyananda. He's only newcomer, only he.
No. Ten years ago he initiated by Prabhupada.
No, newcomer.
Newcomer here.
Did you visit this place?
No,
before? No.
This is first time.
First time. And you alone, Ocean Adjana.
Yes.
They come alone, not along with him.
I came
from Mayapur.
Yes.
But taken anything here? No.
Oh, yes.
Any question?
Well, no, not yet.
No.
That's
good.
Questions I always
Then, if any of you put some question to open,
I have a
discussion.
Question.
You have questions?
Yes.
Yes.
Yesterday, you were saying if a pure devotee is leading a kirtan, then it is quite all right to join in this kirtan. So my question is, how does one tell that a pure devotee is leading the kirtan?
What did you say?
The kirtan should be led by at least one Shuddha Bhakta.
At least, yeah. At least one, the leader, at least one must be Shuddha Bhakta. Then we can expect any good result from joining that kirtan party.
And he's asking, how to know, how will we know if it is a Shuddha Bhakta or not?
That will be in the according to, as we decide in every other case also, our previous knowledge, experience, and the inner consciousness, and the opinions of the bona fide known sadhus. Generally, however we take some decision, how do we do? What are the ingredients on the basis of which we take any decision? In any case, our previous experience, our internal suggestion, and also the opinion, which I know, that is also within my experience. Opinions about him, whom we know to be bona fide, their opinion about that leader, and my experience, whatever I have gathered previously, and then again my spiritual free reason, free reason and the spiritual faith, that is conscience. By the help of them, which I am assert. If I have already heard about him, gathered opinion from the higher circle whom I can place confidence, That it should be the first thing. The second thing, my experience of the Shastra, the scripture, that this should be the sign of a good devotee. And then my internal approval, a new suggestion. Then my mind, that is imitation. It is imitation without any life within. If you have got experience of the world of spiritual vitality, then you will be able to detect whether there is that is lip deep or heart deep. You will be able to feel that. What is the depth? What is the depth of the word? Hare Krishna. And you will have to acknowledge that only tune, only music is not kirtan. Kirtan, Hare Kirtan is something other than music. So, mere music also can appeal our sentiment. Sentiment, but mere music is not Hari Kirtan. The Hari is the all-important factor. And the Hari means serving attitude. And the service that must be, must have certificate from the bona fide Vaishnavas. In this way we are to understand things, spiritual. Spiritual things, test should be spiritual standard. And that should be gathered from that circle. In this way we have to proceed to every judgment, to every judgment concerning spiritual question. That test. Sadhu Shastra. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakko Chitte Te Koriya Vikkhu. Narottam Thakur says, the sadhu, the opinion of the devotees, Shastra, the opinion of the spiritual scriptures, Guru Bhakko, and we must try to harmonize with them what I have heard from my Gurudev, adjustment, and the Chittete Koriyayukko, and the internal approval. I shall have to gather about the consideration of those three. Then I can go forward. This is the general line to negotiate with every new thing, new approach. Pure Gaur Hari. What are we yet to do? This is without, not only within this physical world, nor in the mental world, nor in the scientific jurisdiction. But passing that, and also passing the stage of siddhi, mukti, the plane of exploitation and plane of renunciation, and also the plane of vidhi bhakti, that is constitutional, constitutional dedication, raga bhakti, that is spontaneous, natural. Self-giving, self-surrendering, the degree of self-surrender, that is to be considered, and that is to be given the highest importance. Surrender, our temperament of surrender is vanishes in raga bhakti, unraga bhakti. Self-dedication, just as exploitation, ruthless exploitation, lawless exploitation in the West, there also lawless, exploited tendency is at the acme of the highest. Do you follow? It is exploitation of two kinds, systematic and ruthless, lawless. And so, this is the perverted reflection. So, in the real world, reckless dedication, that is raga bhakti, not calculative. Calculative dedication in Vaikuntha. Oh, that is the standard. And according our judgment should be taken or should be given. Gaur Hari Bol. The general conception is such. Exploitation, dedication. And the absita, margin, no man's land, that is renunciation. Renunciation means above exploitation. But dedication begins positive side, to give. Die to live. Hegelian theory, die to live. That is the theory to be followed. Prepare yourself to die a hard death, and you will find you will be gainer, that part. No risk, no gain. As much risk, as much death, so much gain. That is the main theory of dedication and exploitation of opposite. And lawless, ruthless exploitation and risky dedication. Gaur Hari Bol. In this way we have to measure things. The quality. As much as education, so much qualitative highness. But that must be to the good, absolute good, that is guaranteed. Otherwise everything is gone. Absolute good is such. Paripateno paripasneno sivaya tadviddhi. Higher knowledge is only allowed only in such, towards such attitude. Panipat paripasno seva. If you have your liking at all for the inquiry of higher domain, you must couch yourself in this way. Distress. That is panipat, surrender, paripasno, honest inquiry, and the sevaya, that is the important thing. You are for him, not he is for you. For himself. Hegel has given a good basis. Die to live. And reality is for itself and not for you. For everything. Reality cannot be dependent to any other thing for his existence or to fulfill the purpose. He is independent in the beginning, in the end. The future and the past, he is created by himself. And the future, he is meant to maintain his existence for his own purpose, not subservient to any other purpose. Then he is no reality. The reality is for itself, reality is by itself, and your question, self-determination, die to live. If you want to live a proper life, you would have to die as you are at present, with false ego. That is the broad thing to be followed particularly, the basis of Vaishnavism proper. But not details mentioned there. What is the real conception of reality? It is Vrajalila, it is Krishna conception. All these things, they are silent. That is why they are silent. But Mahaprabhu Srimad Bhagavatam has taken it. The reality in its highest conception cannot but be Sri Krishna in Vrindavan, the cowboy. And you will try inquire about that, why he is a cowboy, why he is not a Brahmin, why he is not a yogi, why he is not a king, a mere cowboy. Gaur Hari Bol, Indian. Not the Satyagun Brahmin, not the Rajagun Satyo king, but in the Vaishya mentality, not the Shudra also, in the middle. A type of aboriginous Vaishya, not capitalist. not cattle, it's just bush. Cow. Cow keeper. Cow. Cow. Sattva-guna. Amongst the animals, the cows are representative of Sattva-guna. Santa. And it is told that amongst the animals, the cow birth is the last. After that, that animal gets chance of a human birth to come for, to be prepared for independent action. Otherwise, all they are enjoying or suffering the result of their past karma. No independent karma is possible in the pashu or in the devata, you know. Only in the human, in the middle position, they can, human birth is only the basis of taking independent action. At all below, they are suffering or enjoying the results of their past. No independent action possible there. And the last animal birth is cow. Innocent and the giving to others by milk, by cultivation, helps to the society, less taking and more giving, innocent position. Then after that, the term finished, gets another chance of human birth, and new karma can arise from human birth. Hare Krishna. Gauri Hari. Kauki Path. Cow keeping is most easy duty, easy task. Gwaling and the gopis, cow keeping girls. Cow-keeping girls. Human to select human species, and again therein cow-keeping. And again therein cow-keeping girls. That comes the highest position. Highest posing, rather, posing, by which we can give our maximum service to the Supreme Entity. Boys also, to somewhat, boys, girls, grown-up men, and different types. Santa Dasya Sukha Vatsalya Madhur Vrindavan, the Yamuna, the Mayu, that is the peacocks, the Sukhapakhi, that is, what is that? Sukhapakhi?
Parrot.
The Kokil, that is Kaku. Kokil means Kaku.
Cuckoo.
And that... These are parents, this is deer. They are very favorable to create a favorable environment for the simple and the sweet pastimes. Simple and sweet. Simplicity is near sweetness, basis of sweetness. Complexity is not. Simplicity. Within simplicity, sweetness lives in. The simple way of life. Not gorgeous, half jungle, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. George Washington, after finishing the war, he went to farmer's life, we are told. In the last stage of his life, he selected the life of a farmer, not a warrior or minister or prime minister or director, nothing of the kind. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai. Anything?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes.
Yesterday, you were saying...
Well, it is clear what you put, the first question.
Very clear.
Then?
So, we are going by Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. And I would like to...
Our heart's approval, our inner approval.
Mm. Also.
We must give some stress there, because that took me to my Guru. Guru is all in all, but who took me to that Guru? My inner sentiment, inner guide. He did not like anything else in the environment, but selected the advice. Who? I may not come. So many others that do not care to come. There are so many others that may ridicule this life. But what made me to come here? I cannot depreciate that internal approval, that conscience, sincerely. So that is also an important factor. Ultimately, we have to depend on each most and collecting advices from the scriptures, from and seeking advices and relying advices on the advices of a sadhu. My internal approval, that my inner friend, that only takes me there. Otherwise, I'm come. So many others do not care to come. Who has taken me to this plane? Mahi kalyan kit kaschid dusgatin tato gacchati. One who sincerely wants real good, he can never be deceived. Can never be deceived when really a seeker after truth. Mahi kalyan kit kaschid dusgatin tato gacchati. My dear boy, one who is sincerely hankering after truth, he can never come across any fortunate. If apparently come across misfortune, if apparently some misfortune come to visit us in our way, that is to enhance our position, our improvement. Some sort of danger may come on the way, but if we are sincere, they will come and test us, and then they will beat the drum of my glory, and they will be rejected. The temptations will be rejected, and they will plead for us again. So sincerity, hankering after the truth. And that is if we are go to further, and that is of course made of Sukriti, the grace of the agents, divine agents, that are wandering through this cursed land to help others unconsciously. That is the basis. Satsanga prapate pungvi Sukriti purva sanchitai. And there my unconscious help unconsciously got help from the agents of the Lord, who are wandering to do good to the people at large. That is accumulated, that has helped me to understand what is good, what is bad. That is Sukriti. Agyata Sukriti, Jnata Sukriti, then Saddha, then Sadhu Sangha. Then I have come on the surface to in search of a sadhu, and I have got my guru, right, and I am there, and so many others necessary in the journey, and as much as possible I shall gather help from the outside when I am passing through the street. Sadhana. Sravandasa, Varandasa, Sadhandasa, Apandasa, Tapandasa. Five stages of sadhana, of realization.
Yesterday you were instructing me that these devotees should not be outside. So to avoid the mistake,